it's an election year. You know they're going to throw everything at us. Mass shootings, school shootings, psyops, mass casualty events, earthquakes, alien encounters, Project Bluebeam, all of it. So for that reason, me and Paranoid Radio thought it was important to bring you guys a weekly flashy news flash, where we break down all of the lies, all of the misdirections, psyops, in real time, with every weekly news cycle. The news cycles are moving so fast, we're not going to let them get away with it, because information is power. And most importantly, honest reporting on Donald Trump and his court cases. So stay tuned for a flashy news flash. Well, 2024 is certainly off to a bang, to say the very least. The news cycles are moving so fast, and that's because so much truthful information is coming out that they have to clog the news cycles with all sorts of things, like aliens in Miami, aliens in Brazil, school shootings, earthquakes, all of these things happening within the first 2 weeks of January and the first 2 weeks of 2024. Off to a bang, to say the very least. Now, what's important, though, is the amount of winning that is happening, and it cannot be stopped. Specifically, I want to talk about what's going on in Georgia with Donald Trump's cases and the racketeering case that was brought by the Georgia DA, Fannie Willis. Fannie. She's having a rough couple days. That's because she was caught hiring a man she was having sex with, who he himself is married. She hired him to be on the team to prosecute Donald Trump. He is being paid over $1 million by the Georgian taxpayers. And also, he's been taking trips with Miss Fannie Willis on vacations, which he's been paying for, which essentially means the Georgian taxpayers are paying for. Oh, what tangled webs we weave. And that's not even the best part. The best part is that this idiot, his last name is Wade. Like I said, he's a prosecutor on the Georgia DA team prosecuting Donald Trump. Now, he met with Joe Biden in the White House 2 weeks before the case was brought, and 1 week after Donald Trump said he was running for president in 2024. This was back in April last year. So, you're telling me we have concrete evidence that shows there was coordination between a state DA's office and the federal government, the executive branch in the White House, to bring a case against Joe Biden's top political opponent? Holy shit. What tangled webs we weave. Now, this case is going to be thrown out on those grounds. Might take a little while, but these cases are going nowhere. Let's talk a little bit about Trump being taken off the ballot in Colorado and Maine. Now, like I hoped, the Supreme Court said they will be getting involved in this case. And just by them getting involved tells me they're going to rule to overturn that and keep Trump on the ballot. Because if they weren't, they would simply allow the state's ruling to stand and allow the states to handle it whatever which way they wanted to. But the only question now is the Supreme Court going to agree 9-0 in the ruling, or is it going to be 6-3, the six conservative justices versus the three liberal? My prediction is it will be a 9-0 ruling in favor of Donald Trump to put him back on the ballot. Also, the man that has been responsible for bringing many of these cases trying to take Donald Trump off of the ballot, a man named John Castro, he's just been arrested for fraud. But I thought Donald Trump was the fraud. Oh, man. What tangled webs we weave. The lies are catching up. They can't spin fast enough. Donald Trump keeps gaining in the polls. They don't know what else to do. That's why I'm a firm believer that Project Bluebeam is being warmed up. And that's where all these alien encounters are coming from lately, because these people believe what they saw. That's for sure. The people at the Miami Mall believe what they saw. Now there's a video going around from Brazil. Certainly looks like a 10-foot something. What could it be? Well, it's 2024, and they're gearing up for Project Bluebeam. Because I'm still a firm believer that really the last card they have is a fake alien invasion. Now, with all this talk about UFOs, all this talk about extraterrestrial life, all of a sudden they want to start admitting that UFOs exist, congressional hearings about it. Why all of a sudden now? They've been lying about this for how long? Since the 40s, late 1930s? Because there's a massive PSYOP coming. Because really, that's the only card they have left. They need something big, something they've never done before, something that's going to convince people on both political aisles, something that's not political. And what better way for a fake alien invasion? Something's telling me something's coming in September. And now maybe they would hope that this fake alien invasion would cause so much chaos that we couldn't have elections, that our elections would have to be stopped in November. But we'll see. If we can just continue to wake people up and get them hip to the game that is being run, the same way we woke people up about the central bank currency, about the digital ID, about the vaccine passport, all of these things went crumbling down because the court of public opinion shifted. People started to realize that all of these things are tools of government control and have nothing to do with helping the planet or helping American citizens or anyone. Quickly, the border is completely out of control. We know that. But if I was to put a positive perspective on it, the crazier the border gets, the more people are waking up. If you look in the inner cities of Chicago, down in New York City, in the Bronx, all of these people are saying the same thing. Tell Donald Trump to come here, and they will support him. And my prediction is Donald Trump will go to these places, Chicago and the Bronx. He's going to go there and he's going to talk to these people. Because if Donald Trump knows how to do one thing, it's how to relate to the everyday American. Donald Trump is not our savior. He is our bullhorn. It was never going to be easy. It was never going to be quick. But best believe we are bringing down this diseased temple on their heads. Godspeed. Paranoid Radio.